This is Dr. Leung. Fifteen. Last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S. First name is Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Date of birth is April 20th, 2023. Date of birth is February 27th, 1994. Referring physician is Salinas Valley State Prison. Next of acute complaints, seizure disorder. Next of history of his present illness. Patient was referred to me for an evaluation for seizure disorder. First of a patient having EEG study today. First of a patient tells me that he does not know when his seizure began. He does not know what causes his seizures. Patient tells me that he does not know what happens when he have a seizure convulsion. He tells me there's no urinary incontinence. There's no convulsing. Patient tells me that he doesn't know if he has. He does not know if he has loss of consciousness. He does not drop to the floor. Patient denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria. Patient denies any history of stroke. Patient, he had any head trauma. Patient declined. Mixed report of a past medical history, schizophrenia, with catatonia. Some addiction, delusional symptoms prominent. Next number. History of seizure disorder. Next number, psychogenic polydipsia. Sinus tachycardia. Current medication. Current medication is INVEGA injection. Next number, lorazepam, 3 milligrams, 1 pill TID for catatonia. Next number, Keppra or a liquid, oral liquid, 1250 milligrams, twice a day. Next number, Methimazole, 10 milligrams once a day. Next number, propranolol, 10 milligrams once, 3 times a day. Next number, lactulose. Next number, acetaminophen as needed. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, according to the medical records. Next number, social history, according to the medical records, patient has never used alcohol. Patient does not have any substance abuse, according to the medical records. Patient does not use tobacco either. Next paragraph, family history, mother and aunt and uncle have emotional problems, according to the medical records. Next paragraph, past surgical history, left leg ORIF. Next number, heart surgery, 1995. Next paragraph, review system. A patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. A mental status examination, patient is awake and alert. A patient is very slow to respond. A patient knows today is April 20th, 2023. Patient knows the President of the United States is Biden. A patient knows that he's from Salinas Valley State Prison. 5 minute short term recall is 3 out of 3. 0.7 is 4 out of 5. Patient knows the next holiday is Mother's Day. Patient follow commands appropriately. Cranial nerve examination. Patient has a head shaking, from side to side. Facial expression symmetrically otherwise. Motor examination normal. Sensory examination normal. Gait examination is normal. Next up, a diagnostic test. An EEG study was performed today. The study shows that it was a normal study. There's no epileptiform discharges. There are no spike and waves activity. There's no status epilepticus. The EEG study was a normal study. However, a normal EEG study does not definitively rule the epilepsy. Next paragraph. Impression. history of reported a possible seizure disorder, on the EEG study today, it was a normal study, there's no epileptic, there's no epileptic discharges, there's no spike in waist activity, there's no seizure activity, there's no epileptiform discharges, medical records also reveal that the EEG was also done in February 14, 2019, which was normal for May 27, 2021 shows generalized slowing for April 6, 2022 shows normal steady for April 15, 2022 shows generalized slowing for patient also had a brain MRI done according to the medical records, dated May 18, 2021, which was normal with no acute evidence of intracranial lesions. I suspect the patient has, next paragraph. A patient's cognitive function is normal for staff patients. A normal mental status examination for staff patients oriented to the time, date, and situation. For staff patient knows the President of the United States name. For staff patient knows the name of the President of the United States. For staff 5-minute short term recall. 5-minute short term recall is 3 out of 3. For staff patients oriented to the location. For staff patients oriented to the holidays. Patient follow commands appropriately. Next paragraph. It is my suspicion that the patient. Does not have an epileptic seizure disorder. I suspect the patient has a non-epileptic seizure disorder or explain the patient of the above diagnosis. May consider a trial reducing the seizure medication to see if you would have a seizure convulsion for stopping suffer. He's currently taking 1,250 milligrams twice a day of liquid Keppra for Stubba, may consider decrease to 1,000 milligrams twice a day to see how he does. If he continues to be stable and not having epileptic events, may continue to taper down the medication for Stubba. However, if he has more spells or events, please have the patient follow with me in my office for Stubba. Next number. Marks the invitation. If they continue to taper down the Keppra, consider taper down slowly, such as a slow decrease of such as a 250 milligrams, a decrease by 250 milligrams every 2 weeks for 7 months. This marks the invitation.